This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces are gearing up for a ground assault in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel has ordered Palestinian residents to move even further south over the course of the war, but now there's nowhere obvious to go, prompting the UN to warn Israel against the mass displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
They tell you there's a safe place, but on the way they bomb people, Deeb Ghanem says. Many Palestinians say they fear a new Nakba, or catastrophe. That's when 700,000 Palestinians were dispossessed from their homes during the Arab-Israeli War of 1948. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned of mass displacement for months.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hundreds of thousands of people chanted death to Israel in rallies across Iran to mark the Islamic Revolution's 45th anniversary on Sunday, with some burning U.S. and Israeli flags amid the ongoing war between Israel and Tehran-backed Hamas. Israel's four-month-old war on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza has rippled across the Middle East. The final results of Pakistan's national election put independents backed by jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan in the lead. The party of another former Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, was second after Thursday's vote, lacking a clear majority, but it was the largest single party in parliament as Khan's independents ran as individuals. As coalition talks were held and protesters blocked roads in the north of the country, it was not clear who would form a government.